We open with these words from Leslie Takahashi, UU Japanese American minister. Come, come, whoever you are. Come with your hurts, with your imperfections, your places that feel raw and exposed. Come, come, whoever you are. Come with your strengths that the world shudders to hold. Come with your wild imaginings of a better world. Come with your hopes that it seems no one wants to hear. Wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, we will make a place for you. We will build a home together. Ours is no caravan of despair. We walk together. Come, yet again come. And I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry, and I am so delighted to be the minister here at WOOF. This morning, we are going to offer you a service of music, of reflection, and poems. It's going to be quieter than usual. We're going to have times of silence. And we hope that you can just settle in and enjoy this reflective service. So I light this flame to remind us that we are a community of faith. People who come together to serve life and love, to connect with that which is greater than ourselves, and to seek peace for all people. Let us say our affirmation, which is in the order of service.
My name is Suleema Mawson, and it is my pleasure to be with Tracy this morning in bringing you this service along with David LaDuca. And as part of our gratitude this morning, let us enjoy the words of Mary Oliver in her poem, Summer Day. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last, and too soon? Tell me what it is you plan to do with your wild and precious life.
Inside the caterpillar, there is a butterfly. Inside the ugly duckling, a swan prepares to fly. Just the same with you and I. It's just the same with you and I. Each one of us fashioned with an inner dignity. Each one of us requires respect and quality. Same is true of anyone. Same is true of you and I. So sing a song of unity. Help build community. Listen to your neighbor when they share what's inside. Show a little sympathy. Help write a symphony. Seek out the keys to throw in the doors, open wide. Above the stormy weather, there is a sunny sky. Among the gloomy shadows, there lives a firefly. And in our way we shine a light. In many ways we shine many colored lights. So sing a song of diversity. Be brave in adversity. Listen to your neighbor when they share with what's inside. Show a little sympathy. Help write a symphony. Seek out the keys to throw in the doors open wide.
Here is a poem from Gabriela Mistral, a wonderful Chilean poet from the last century. It is called The Pleasure of Serving. All of nature is a yearning for service. The cloud serves, and the wind, and the furrow where there is a tree to plant, you be the one. Where there is a mistake to undo, let it be you. You be the one to remove that rock from the field, the hate from human hearts, and the difficulties from the problem. There is joy in being wise and just, but above all, there is the beautiful, the immense happiness of serving. How sad the world would be if all was already done, if there was no rosebush to plant, no enterprise to undertake. Do not limit yourself to easy tasks. It's so beautiful to do what others dodge. But don't fall prey to the error that only great tasks done can be counted as accomplishments. There are small acts of service that are good ones. Decoratively setting a table, putting some books in order, combing a little girl's hair. That one over there is the one that criticizes. This other one is the one that destroys. You be the one that serves. Serving is not a labor just for inferior beings. God, who gives fruit and light, serves. His name could be rendered thus: he who serves, and he has his eyes on our hands. And he asks us at the close of day, did you render service today? To whom? To a tree? To your friend? To your mother?
I was a part of the crowd, just an awkward so-and-so, thinking maybe someday, I don't know, we'll see. And then a pebble fell to a pool of water, a leaf was turned, a wing began to flutter, I was on my way. It all began with a pebble. There are mountains that stretch to the heights of heaven. There are oceans too wide to compare. They started out small, I persevered through it all. Now they encourage us to reach for the stars. Now I'm a part of it all, a part of all that I see. And the lesson I've learned is as small as a seed. A pebble falls into pool of water, a leaf will turn, a wing begins to flutter, even an avalanche has to start with a pebble. A pebble falls into a pool of water, a leaf will turn, a wing begins to flutter. I was a pebble, but now I'm a little bolder. I would be remiss to not do a sing-along. So this is a very simple, easy sing-along. Some people want to tap their feet. Some people sway with the beat. Some people want to listen with their soul. Some people sing just like a pro. Some people play the radio. I can write songs. I hope this one is a dream. Here's where you sing. It's not in the hymnal. Careful. It's not in the hymnal. It's not on the radio. It's not a complicated song. Sing along, that's you singing, it's not in the hymnal. It's not in the hymnal. It's not on the radio. It's not a complicated song. Sing along. Some people like a Latin beat. Some people like the short and sweet. Some people want a little rock and roll. Some people like the symphony. Some people make up harmony. And when I play a song, there's no control. It's not in the hymnal. It's not on the radio. It's not a complicated song. Sing along. It's not in the hymnal. It's not on the radio. It's not a complicated song. Sing along. Here's where you get to make up stuff. It's great. La 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 la. I can't hear you. La 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 la. See, we're all singer-writers. It's not in the hymnal. It's not on the radio. It's not a complicated song. Sing along. It's not in the hymnal. It's not complicated song. Sing along.
So we are going to enter into a time of prayer, which is not a word that we often use here at WOLF. So I open with these words from Annie Lamont, a white American writer. You may in fact be wondering what I even mean when I use the word prayer. It is certainly not what TV Christians mean. It's not on display purpose. It's not for display purposes like plastic sushi and neon. Prayer is private, even when we pray with others. It is a communication from the heart to that which surpasses understanding. Let's say it's a communication from one's heart to God. Or, if that is too triggering or too ludicrous a concept for you, to the good. The force that is beyond our comprehension, but that in our pain or supplication or relief, we don't need to define or have any established contact with. Let's say it's what the Greeks called the really real, what lies within us, beyond the scrim of values, positions, convictions, and wounds. Or let's say it's a cry from deep within to love or life with capital L's. In that way, in Lamont's terms, Salima will offer you these prayers.
Always interesting to me how many poets have the word prayer in their titles. Here's one from Diane Ackerman called School Prayer. In the name of the daybreak and the eyelids of morning and the wayfaring moon and the night when it departs, I swear I will not dishonor my soul with hatred, but offer myself humbly as a guardian of nature, as a healer of misery, as a messenger of wonder, as an architect of peace. In the name of the sun and its mirrors, and the day that embraces it, and the cloud veils drawn over it, and the uttermost night, and the male and the female, and the plants bursting with seed, and the crowning seasons of the firefly and the apple, I will honor all life, wherever and in whatever form it may dwell. On earth, my home, and in the mansions of the stars. And from the pen of John Daniels, another white American poet who also happens to be an Oregonian. This is called Prayer Among Friends. Among other wonders of our lives, we are alive with one another. We walk here in the light of this unlikely world that isn't ours for long. May we spend generously the time we are given. May we enact our responsibilities as thoroughly as we enjoy our pleasures. May we see with clarity. May we seek a vision that serves all beings. May we honor the mystery surpassing our sight. And may we hold in our hands the gift of good work and bear it forth whole as we were born forth by a power that we praise to this one earth, this homeland of all we love.
The song, find your breathing, find the blood passing through your thoughts, feel your fingertips, river flows, breezes blow. Light shines through the trees. Meditate, activate, find your inner peace. Plant the seed of simplicity and humbleness in your heart. It will take root, strong and resolute, till shade and seeds it will impart. River flows, breezes blow, light shines through the trees. Meditate, activate, find your inner peace. Plant the seed of simplicity and humbleness in your heart. It will take root, strong and resolute, till shade and seeds, one day it will impart.
A poem from Wendell Berry. In the Peace of Wild Things. when despair grows in me and I wake in the middle of the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
I offer this prayer from UU minister and poet Martin Valentine. She's a Latina American. Loving spirit of this and every sacred moment, be with us in times of self-doubt, that we forget that dreams are not born in an instant, but must be nurtured, must be chosen over and over. When the world is telling us that we are dreaming too large, too wild, too unrealistic, or even too small, remind us, gentle, patient spirit, that any dream worth waiting for is worth working toward. Precious and loving God, today more than ever, we dream of peace. Peace in our hearts, which have been clouded over with promises of a free world that will never come to pass if bought with the blood of war. Dear God, today we dream of peace. Today we dream of peace. Our benediction is by William Stafford, a white Oregonian poet. Starting here, what do you want to remember? How sunlight creeps along a shining floor? What scent of old wood hovers? What softened sound from outside fills the air? Will you ever bring a better gift for the world than breathing respect that you carry wherever you are right now? Are you waiting for time to show you some better thoughts? When you turn around, starting here, lift this new glimpse that you have found. Carry into everything all that you want from this day. This interval you spent reading or listening or hearing this, keep it for life. How can anyone give you greater than now, starting here, right in this room, when you turn around?
Again, thank you all for coming this morning, taking part in this special service.